Hey, Gator, we were talking about they're going to be wearing their jerseys tonight for the All-Star game, like Riley Green and the rest of them. Scooble will be wearing the away Detroit jerseys.
Yep.
And everybody's wearing their own uniforms. Did you see what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers released today?
I did not.
They will be celebrating their 50th year in the National Football League, and they're bringing back 1 year only. Not every game.
The creamsicles?
No. The white jerseys from 1976. And there's pictures all over the place. You can see Baker Mayfield. And they are really, really cool, I think. Now, hopefully the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will have as much success as they had back in 1976 when they were horrific. But, you know.
So these are all white with...
Like the creamsicle.
Right, with a creamsicle orange.
Number, yeah.
Right. But they're not the
trim. They're not the creamsicle.
Creamsicle tops.
Right.
Which would have been, those were awesome. I don't know if I like this one.
I like them because I haven't seen them since they went to the pewter and gold or whatever the hell they do.
Well, now they do the pewter
and
red. And
that's when they took away those though, right?
Yeah. I did like the creamsicles a lot when I was growing up.
Yeah, I do too. I still do.
But because you have the darker, you would have wear the darker jersey at home.
I love the swashbuckling pirate, the buccaneer on the helmet. That's awesome.
That was a cool logo, without question. And it was a color scheme that I don't think anybody saw coming.
No.
At the time, they were 0-14 that year. I think they only played a 14-game schedule in 76. They had the top pick in the draft, and they chose poorly.
Yes.
They took Ricky Bell instead of Tony Dorsett, and that didn't work out so well for them. But eventually, the team won a Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
And our team has not.
They've actually won two Super Bowls.
This is true. Yes. I always forget about the Brady experience that they had.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting. We're hoping. We're going to get there at some point. Hopefully it's this year. Greg is in Detroit. Greg, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. You guys are the best. I really appreciate you guys immensely, I assure you. My daughter is 20. She was 15. Took her to a Tigers game. She was 15 at the time. And with everything that a 15-year-old has, that was her. I said, hey, we're going to a Tigers game. She gave me the traditional, ew. And so... We went, got there, they were playing the Yankees. The game is going good. The clouds formed, and then it starts raining, so we had to run and take cover. We're walking around the stadium. We walked everywhere. We walked all the way up to the bleachers, and she looked down, and we walked all the way around the stadium waiting for the rain delay to go by. So we walked all around the stadium. Finally, stops raining. Go back to our seats. Tigers ended up beating the Yankees in the last inning, so that was exciting. There was a foul ball that was hit to us right in the seat next to me. It hit in the seat, bounced up. I got it on the first hop and handed it right over to her. So the hit the seat, hit my hand, hit it right to her.
So her first game, she gets a baseball, her first game.
I'm not even finished. So then it's Friday night, and she knows nothing about this. So we win the game in the bottom of the ninth, and now it's fireworks. So now she's in, all this. And so as the fireworks is going on, she's trying to tell me something. She's like, Dad, I'm like, I can't hear you. Dad, and right in a brief second between the fireworks, she says, Dad, I'm like, what? Best day ever.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got the best day ever from the daughter. That's worth it. Totally worth it.
Best day ever.
That's awesome. Thanks for the call, Greg. I appreciate it. And listen, when you take somebody to a game and you get a sequence of events like that, how are they not going to love, baseball at that point?
Taking my daughter, I forgot to mention this, when we went to the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl in Minnesota where they won, and she's such a football fan, and all she wanted to do was go to the Super Bowl. Coincidentally, Philadelphia was actually playing, and we went, and it was just a great day for her.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
get to share that. That's it's really cool. So the Lions are going to be starting training camp real soon. In fact, the rookies report tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You get the veterans report on Sunday. We had the Von Miller story, but his agent saying, oh, there's three teams interested. Are the Lions one of them? We don't know. We're asking people if they would like to see the Lions go ahead and sign Von Miller, bring him into the fold. I'm not really in favor of that. I think there are other players that rather, if they're going to go out and get somebody, to bring somebody in. At this point, I still think Za'Darius Smith is the right player to bring in. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with Alex Anzalone. With I don't know if it's a contract dispute, but there's, you know, he'd like to get paid more, and he's deserving of it. And with all these other players, high-profile players that are, you know, wanting to redo contracts, you can understand. There's the name of the player I won't mention now because you were upset with it yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're tired of it. You're done with it. And there are several players like that.
Yes.
That are in that same group. And funnily enough, all in the same position group.
Yeah.
That we'll see what happens with that. There's always these interesting stories going into training camp. The Lions will be one of the first teams to get the report because they have the first preseason game of all of them in the Hall of Fame game coming up in just a couple of weeks. Also will be interesting to see with these second round players that haven't signed their contracts because
I'm a little worried.
They want guarantees.
Normally, I wouldn't be that upset about this or worried. But the fact of the matter is the Lions' second-round pick is somebody that they are counting on starting and is very important to how far the Lions are going to go this year. And that, is, of course, is Tate Ratledge. And whether he's going to be playing center or guard, they need him. And he needs training camp.
He does. He does. And I find this whole thing interesting that it's like it's a new phenomenon now because you don't really think about it too much with the second round picks. That do they need guaranteed contracts or not? Because typically they're going to play year to year. They'll play out the first contract, if you will. It doesn't really, you don't see many flameouts in a second round that were after a year that the team has said, you're out of here. You know, we made a mistake in drafting you. I don't know why they don't just guarantee him anyway.
Right.
I don't get that. I mean, the NFL is really strange with the rules because it's a four-year deal. What's the problem?
It's simple.
You're a league that makes money hand over fist.
Exactly.
Why are you worried about a guarantee?
What country do you live in? We're ruled by corporate America, and the National Football League is corporate America. It's not just, you know, football. It's businesses all over any realm of life. Everything revolves around money and corporate greed, most of it. And the National Football League, as much as we love it, it's corporate greed.
It is. And this is something that's just so stupid and petty to me because the instances where this would happen, where a second-round player doesn't live up to the terms of the deal and is so much that he's such a bust that is released after like a year or two. Those instances are so few and far between.
And if you have to eat that salary, I know it might have cap ramifications.
But they're not great ramifications. Right. It's not like he's costing you $5 million,
correct,
$10 million a year.
Correct.
And they're so second round picks.
Right, and you can afford it. And the cap keeps going up. So guarantee them.
So the NFL and the NFL Players Association, they have got to get together on this and say, what are we doing?
Well, they can't even decide who the head of the PA is going to be because that was very controversial over the weekend.
Apparently the players don't mind, but the owners now are thinking, well, you know, he's got what ties to a team. And
some of the players,
like the whole thing mind. Is just, it's just strange because this is a simple one in my mind. There should be no discussion about it. It's a guarantee. It's a 4-year guarantee. You know, just your first round pick. The great thing about being a first round pick is you get the fifth year. There's that fifth year option,
right,
that gets picked up or doesn't get picked up. You know, that, what are we doing? I mean, get it done. And particularly when, you know, we're looking here as Lions fans now, and how does this affect the Lions? Well, because Tate Ratledge, as you mentioned, that's the guy that I would think that, you know, if we bring up this as a topic today and ask the people, who are you most interested in hearing about over the next couple of days before the veterans come in and report on Sunday? While it's just the rookies coming to camp for the next few days, who is it you want to hear about? It's going to be Tate Ratledge.
Absolutely.
Now, to an extent, Tyler Williams, yeah, the first round pick, of course, yeah, the first round guy. But I don't think people are expecting Tyler Williams to have the impact the first year like Tate Ratledge is going to have an impact because of the position he's playing and because he's probably going to start.
But you're right. Well, but in fairness, because of the Aleem McNeil situation, who's basically a Pro Bowl type player who, you know, people forget that he probably won't be here till after Halloween.
Right.
They need Williams to do well also. But, yeah, this team will only go as far as the offensive line. And if that offensive line, you know, breaks down, they're in trouble with Ragnall retiring. That's why this kid needs as many reps as possible. Get this done. And if there is some sort of, quote, collusion going on, it's up to Sheila Fordham to say, you know what, we need this guy. I'll guarantee it.
Right. I mean, that's the other part. It's like the owner, you bring up the collusion aspect of it. Like, I'm sure the individual owners are like, I don't care. I just want to sign the guy. He's going to be something for this team. Do it.
Yeah.
Buck the system. What are you going to get blackballed from the rest of the league if you do that?
Roger's going to call you up and say, Sheila, you're a bad girl.
Get it done. And just the other part is, there hasn't been any official announcement where Ratledge is going to play.
Right.
I mean, he could play guard. He could play center.
You remember?
We're not sure yet because Graham Glasgow had to go in and play center when Ragnow has been hurt in the past, and he's played really well there.
And don't forget, when Ragnow first started, he started as a guard.
Stop that. Shaking your finger at me.
Started as a guard.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Because Raiola was still on the team, is that it?
I don't know.
But anyway, Frank Ragnow turned into be one of the best centers in the league, and they have to replace him. It's a big-time replacement, and I think that's probably, I don't know if it's number one storyline in training camp. It's probably the coordinators, and you know, but that's not really a training camp story. That's a season story. Training camp story, to me, is Tate Ratledge.
Yeah.
And he needs to be there from day one. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I mentioned we got an Dominic and Sue topic we're going to bring up next here on 97.1 The Ticket.